We welcome you to this week. We welcome you to this week's service from Morrisville United Methodist Church. As we begin our new sermon series, Miracle Sunday, Pastor Glass focuses on how the United Methodist Church isn't just one location, but many that support each other. In this week's sermon entitled Disciples Formed by Christ. We will now join Pastor Glass with the service. We welcome you to this week's service from Morrisville United Methodist Church. As we begin our new sermon series, Miracle Sunday, Pastor Glass focuses on how the United Methodist Church isn't just one location, but many that support each other. In this week's sermon entitled, Disciples Formed by Christ. We will now join Pastor Glass with this week's service.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to Morrisville United Methodist Church. My name is Beth Glass, and I'm the pastor here, and I am truly honored that you are joining us for worship, whether you are here in person or joining us online. I hope everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. If you're new to our church family, I'd like to extend a special word of welcome to you. And if that's the case for you and you are here in person, I would also draw your attention to the visitor cards that you can find in the pew rack. If you'd like to fill out one of the cards and provide whatever information you're comfortable sharing, we'd be grateful for that as it gives us an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. If you choose to fill out the card, I would invite you to hold on to it until later in the worship service when the ushers will be coming around with the offering plates. You can place it in the offering plate at that time, and we thank you for it. If you're new to our church family and you're joining us online, again, we welcome you, and we invite you to take a minute to introduce yourself to us by sending an email to the church office at morrisvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I do encourage you to follow us on Facebook and to visit our church website so that you can stay up to date with upcoming events and activities.
Good morning, church!
Good morning.
Our first reading is from Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 16. Hear these words. He himself granted that some are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Jen.
And now, today's message.
Our gospel lesson for today comes from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to burst. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. For he and all who were with him were astounded at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated, please. So I do want to welcome all of you again today. I am so glad that you are here. And I want to share my prayer that each of us will find something in our time together that will help us follow Jesus a little more closely in the coming week. I did not always want to be a pastor. Having grown up in a family of pastors, I was absolutely determined that I would strike out on a different path. So I spent 3 years following college working in a large financial services institution. I was on the corporate fast track and kept getting promotions and new titles and salary increases. But in that time, I felt, I won't even call it a nudge or a tug. It was a push to make a change. And so I left that very lucrative job with all of its promotions and titles. And with a newborn baby in tow, I headed off to Wesley Theological Seminary in Washington, D.C., while also serving as the student pastor of two very tiny country churches in central Pennsylvania. Financially and schedule-wise, it was one of the most challenging times of my life. My salary had been cut in half, and yet I had the added expenses of tuition at seminary, which is not inexpensive. I had to figure out how to balance serving two churches, caring for family, and taking my class load. It was challenging financially and time-wise, but spiritually, it was the most fulfilling choice I had ever made. I felt like I had come back home, and I have never left that home since. I share that brief version of my call story as an introduction to a sermon series that we are doing that will lead up to a day that is called Miracle Sunday. It is tempting for us at times, I think of ourselves as an individual congregation, but the United Methodist Church is connectional and it is global. And when I say connectional, I mean that we operate in cooperation or in connection with other United Methodist churches. As Jen shared during the announcements, we have our cluster. So that's local churches in Southern Fauquier County area. We have our district, which encompasses areas from Smithfield to Williamsburg to the Northern Neck, all the way up to our area here. We have our conference, which covers most of the state of Virginia, with one small little exception. And we have national and global connections as well. And within that connection, we share ideas, we share resources, and we support one another. In this sermon series, we will be focusing on some of our global connections because our Council of Bishops has asked that we support theological education in some of the areas of the world where people are facing incredibly challenging situations. And those are folks who, like me, could not have responded to their calling without the support of other churches and other individuals in their lives. So in this series, we're going to be hearing some of their stories. And then on Miracle Sunday, we'll be given an opportunity to provide prayer support and financial support for some of our siblings in Christ. So we're going to dive in, but before we do that, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. So in the gospel lesson for today, we heard the story of Jesus calling his first disciples. As the people are crowding around him in order to hear him speak, he climbs into a boat belonging to some local fishermen. Certainly, the boat gives him some space from the pressing crowd, and perhaps some scholars speculate that being on the water helps to amplify the sound of his voice. If you've ever been on the water, you notice that it has that effect. And so perhaps it helped people better hear what he had to say. The text then says, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon Peter, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Now, most of the time when we look at this story, we focus on the miraculous catch that followed or on the subsequent call to Peter and his partners to join Jesus to fish for people, or as we used to sing in the old Sunday school song, "Make you fishers of," right? Anybody remember that?
Yes.
Sarah is just amazing, isn't she? Awesome, thank you. That just took me back to second grade. But today I just want to focus on the portion of the text where Jesus invites Peter to put out in the deep water. And I think sometimes being a disciple that is formed by Christ requires us to put out into deep water. Water that can be scary or uncomfortable or intimidating. Water that takes us out of our comfort zones. But when Jesus invites them to go into the deep water, they do so, and they find themselves blessed with a response that they never imagined. Being a disciple formed by Christ often means leaving the shallow shores and heading into deep waters. That was certainly the case for me when I left my career and headed off to seminary and started serving as a student pastor. But putting out into the deep water brought huge rewards to my life. And I think that is true for a lot of people. So today we are going to hear Gabriella's testimony. Gabriella is a student in Harare, Zimbabwe, who discovered joy and meaning and purpose at a time when her life felt like it was falling apart. And her education has been made possible by the generosity of United Methodists connected around the world. Now, attending seminary for her was definitely an act of leaving a lifestyle that was familiar and comfortable and very enjoyable for her, and putting out into deep waters and unfamiliar territory. Let's watch.
I had a falling out with my father, and he told me to go and find Jesus. And I ended up here at United Theological College. My name is Gabriella Kunduona, and this is my journey. I'm an artist who does soul, jazz, and I write. And I've had the opportunity of being around these lovely, lovely people. People who are enriched in God's word and who know everything about him. And for someone like me who was coming from a world that had entertainment, a lot of fun, I mean, it was very uncomfortable for me to be here at first, but I've started to see the importance of Jesus in my life. And I feel like Samuel in the Temple of Eli. And United Theological College is going to provide me with the calling and the understanding of the calling that God has for me. And I can't wait to find out what it is, because everything I'm learning here is so, so good. And I'm thankful for everybody who's supported me in this journey. Thank you very much.
Gabriella put out into the deep water by seeking to find Jesus and understand her calling in her life. And I think God is doing a powerful work through her and through our connectional church. And I hope we will, on Miracle Sunday, take advantage of the opportunity to support folks like her who are putting out into deep waters. But I will also say that we have the opportunity to put out in deep waters right here as well. right? I was reminded of that whenever I heard about the truckloads, multiple truckloads of items that Dave and Leah and Courtney labored to bring. That was some deep water that you all waded through, right? I'm reminded of that every time Jen encourages somebody to step out of their comfort zone and do something with music ministry. I'm reminded of that every time I see people who are willing to step out of their comfort zone and help with our children's ministry or with our youth ministry. Being formed as a disciple of Christ sometimes means stepping out into deep waters. And may God help us do just that. Will you pray with me, please? Holy God, we know that when you call us, sometimes you call us to step out into deep waters. Help us be faithful in responding to that call. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. I invite you to join me as we affirm our faith by reciting the Nicene Creed. You can find the words on the screen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We know that all that we have has come to us as a gift from God, and it is in thanksgiving for the many gifts that we have received that we take this time to show our gratitude by offering up God's tithes and our offerings. If you do choose to support the church financially, we thank you for your generosity. If you're worshiping in person and you brought an offering with you, you may place it in the plate on the altar or in the jar in the narthex. And whether you're in person or online, there's also an opportunity for electronic giving if you choose to do that. And again, we thank you for your generous support. And now I send you out as those who are willing to go into the deep waters. And I send you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's service. Mooresville United Methodist Church has services at 10 a.m. every Sunday. You can participate along with us either in person or online via our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/MooresvilleUMC. If you'd like to support Mooresville United Methodist Church financially, there are a variety of ways. You can give in person, online at www.easytithe/MooresvilleUMC, or by texting DONATE to 540-300-1616. Sermons can also be seen via the church website at www.mooresvilleumc.org. Audio versions of past sermons get uploaded to the church website regularly. If none of these options work for you, you can listen to the sermons on the radio on 97.9 FM in the church parking lot. In unprecedented times like these, we pray for your safety and we remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. Have a blessed day.